Welcome back, everyone, to The Zamron Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and once again, my bearded friend from Wisconsin is here, Matt Soucoup. How's it going, buddy?
I'm doing wonderful, James. Thanks for having me back on.
Absolutely. I think you're now back in a better time of the year here in Seattle.
It is almost sunny.
Almost. We got that 50-degree weather. It's that nice, like, it's almost spring. It's like teasing you. It's like, you know, you almost want to move here, but then maybe not.
Right. In Wisconsin, we only have like a foot of snow in the last couple of days.
So. Oh, that's not bad. Yeah, but you have all the cheese. So.
We have all the cheese, James.
All the cheese. Yeah. And I was a little sad because I knew you were coming into town. So I was like, oh, maybe you'll come back on the show and bring some cheese curds. But then no cheese curds happened.
It's my way of getting invited back again and again.
I see how it is. All right. So what are we talking about today?
Today, we're going to talk about how we can add lots of animations to our Xamarin Forms app with Lottie.
Okay, so we talked about animations on a snack pack, which I'll put down, which kind of like the built-in Xamarin Forms, like, I want to move this thing over here, I want to do this thing over here. So what is Lottie?
So what Lottie does is that it's built by Airbnb.
Okay.
And it's a way that you can take After Effects animations, which are going to be super complex animations, and export them using this plugin called Body Movin' to JSON.
Okay.
And then once you have them in JSON, our good friend Martin, an MVP, has created this plugin, essentially, that allows us to display these After Effects animations within Xamarin apps.
Oh, okay, very cool. So any Xamarin app, whether it's iOS, Android, Xamarin Forms.
And even UWP.
Perfect. In fact, I think there was an IFDEF show showing that off.
Right.
And then this plugin will do everything for you, which is cool.
Right. All we have to do is bring the JSON in.
So, all right, so Lottie is from Airbnb, and that's a library.
Correct.
And then our good friend Martin, MVP, created the bindings around it, right?
Correct.
That's right. Okay, I just want to make sure I get everything right. And if people don't know, what's really cool about Xamarin is you can take any iOS or Android library, create bindings around it, which is cool. And then, so you're saying, if I have this magical stuff, I know nothing about After Effects, I know nothing about body moving. I mean, I can yoga here and there, but this body doesn't move all that often. Just up and down from second floor down to channel 9.
Right. That's all you need to do.
Yeah. So, and then we can do that. So maybe you can kind of walk through as a developer what it would look like to have these animations. Or what are examples of animations? Because I'm used to like spinners or something like that. Like what does this all look like?
Right. Well, if you don't have a graphic artist who's experienced in After Effects doing everything for you, there is a website out there called Lottie Files. And so this is a community-based website where people actually go up and give Lottie examples.
Oh, cool.
And so you can actually go down and download various Lottie files and plug them into your apps. You can download them as JSON.
Oh, these are really cool. I mean, these are really complex. I mean, I don't think I could possibly draw that cute, adorable little squirrel who's juggling stuff.
I know. Isn't that great?
Yeah. So what are some use cases for these Lottie files then?
Well, a juggling squirrel would make a perfect weighting indicator app.
Yeah.
Spinner. I mean, you can have the basic activity indicator spinning and spinning, but wouldn't a juggling squirrel just look a million times better?
It would look a million times better, yeah. I see like inside of here, there seems to be, if we scroll through, it looks like there's like warning indicators. Oh, that's cool. Like some check mark, explosions, confetti. So kind of what you're saying is like Lottie, these Lottie files are some good use cases are loading things.
Right.
But you may end up creating like a whole onboarding experience.
Exactly. You can do an onboarding experience. You can even put it into, let's say, a button to give it some feedback. Like, hey, I just clicked it, like a favorite button.
Yeah.
So you just tweeted out that we have a brand new Xamarin show.
Yeah.
And also favorite.
Boom. Twitter birds go everywhere.
Twitter birds, exactly.
Everywhere. That'd be amazing.
Yeah. Perfect.
But if I was to create these by hand, I'm saying without Lottie, that would probably be nearly impossible for me.
Right. You're gonna have to do a bunch of math.
Okay.
And let's face it, James, you'd rather be eating cheese curds than doing math, right?
It's very true. It's very true. All right, so what does this look like to put it in an app?
I'm
pretty excited because this looks beautiful.
Right. So what we have to do is there is a NuGet.
Of course.
All we have to do is go grab the NuGet.
Okay.
And actually, let me show you the app first, James.
Okay.
Let me show you what we're going to be using.
Putting in there.
All right, so what I have here is an app, and what it's going to do is you're going to take a photo. Take the photo using your media plugin. Upload it to Azure Blob Storage.
Okay.
Once we get up the Blob Storage, I'm going to go then to OCR in Azure optical character recognition, have that come back down, and it's going to be a beer menu.
Oh, I thought it was a cheese curd menu.
I know.
I don't know. You're letting me down, Wisconsinite.
Well, beer, cheese, it goes hand in hand.
It does go hand in hand. That's correct.
So once we get up there, it's going to take each beer that it recognizes from the menu and go hit an API in the background to see ratings of the beer and what type of beer it is.
Okay.
So there's a lot of back and forth going on.
So this is the app that you had prior to doing it. So you're creating this application.
Right.
And it seems like it's pretty complex, and it and those calls would take some time.
Right. So we pick it over here and comes back and goes, and we don't know what's happening right now. It could have a spinner up there, but spinners are boring. And eventually it's going to come back down, but it takes forever. Looks like the app is there.
Okay.
We finally got it, right?
Yeah.
So let's make it.
That's pretty cool, though. Look at that.
Yeah.
So you're saying right now, you took that photo, threw it up in Blob Storage, you did an optical character recognition on it with cognitive services, and boom, all the beers.
Came all the way back down.
That's really cool. That's a great sample. Well, do you have that in for the show notes?
They'll go in the show notes. It's going to be a bigger sample that's going to go along with some more content
really cool.
that we're producing.
Nice.
So great.
Okay.
So all right.
Let's do it.
So let's add some Lottie goodness to it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to download Juggling Squirrel here.
All right.
So we'll download that animation.
And any of these that are on this website, is it kind of free for anyone? No, we didn't create this.
Someone else created this. Somebody else created it.
Okay.
I've just been downloading them and using them.
Perfect. That's really cool.
And then I'm going to show this in the Finder, and I'm going to drag it over to my desktop so I can find it easier later.
Okay.
And then I have another one that I'm going to use too, just to show something else off. And it is called, I'm going to go find it here. It's going to be easier that way.
Oh, it's cool. They have a nice little search box on here.
Yeah. I'm going to search for beer. And the reason I'm going to do it too is the NuGet has bindings that we can use in Xamarin Forms.
Oh, cool.
So we can do MVVM with
it.
And so I'm going to use this beer bubbles.
That's cool.
Download it, show it, and then I am going to drop it into my desktop.
Cool.
Great.
So what do these files look like if you were just to open them in like code or something like that?
Let us find out.
Yeah, so these are the things. So if you did have a graphics designer, if you did have a graphics designer, they're in After Effects.
Mm-hmm.
They're going through some stuff. There's a whole process.
Right, they're doing their tweening, their twining. A bunch of graphic designer stuff.
Magic stuff.
They hit this plugin called Body Movin' for the export, and then
beautiful.
We get this stuff. JSON.
It kind of reminds me almost of like SVG data. It's just
it looks a lot like that.
But it has a bunch of other random stuff.
Right, where it's cool. Telling you what to move where and
that
when.
Makes sense.
So let's close that down and let's start adding some Lottie to it. Mm-hmm. So what you need to do after you go get the NuGet packages, which are just found via the NuGet gallery here, just Lottie forms. It'll go
and that one specifically for the Xamarin
forms.
Got it.
And what it does, it has a dependency on iOS Lottie, which it'll add.
Got it.
So you're putting them into the platform projects as well, and also your shared library. And then the only thing you have to do on your platform project, if we open up the app delegate here, is this.
Oh.
Animation view renderer init.
Yep.
Platform setup, and we're ready to go.
Perfect. Cool. Not too bad.
Not too bad at all. And of course, there's one other thing. We have to actually add the animations, the JSON files to the platform.
It. So you would add it to iOS, Android, Windows, whatever you have.
Right. Oops. Close that back down. And I'm going to call this one loading.
Okay.
And so I'm going to bring them in.
And this is very similar to how I would add like my PNGs or JPEGs or anything else. It's just a resource that I have.
Exactly. There. Bring it into the resources folder. It gives it a build action of bundle resources. Oh. So it gets in and
perfect.
Off we go. All right. So I've also added the NuGet package up here. Mm. And it is unbelievably easy to get it going within our.
I'm excited.
So add photo. I'm using everything into a grid because I am in my very rectangular UI design phase. So what I will do is Lottie namespace, because I already went ahead and added it.
Okay, cool. So you just added that namespace, so you can get access to any of the stuff in the Lottie.forms.
Exactly. And it's animation view.
There's only one. I like that. Nice and easy.
And it still has its derives from the Xamarin Forms View class.
Oh, cool.
So it has all the attributes or all the properties that we'd imagine, such as grid.view, the attach properties. And I'm going to make this row span of 2 and grid.column span of 2 as well.
Okay, cool.
So just putting it so it looks halfway decent. And since we're not graphic designers, it's not going to look perfect on the screen, but it's going to look good enough.
Okay.
And then, so here are some Lottie specific properties. We can do a loop. So what this is going to tell as soon as it over and over again.
Got it.
And we can do auto start or auto play.
So as soon as it shows up,
as soon as it
shows,
yep, fire and forget, essentially. And then there's also another one called animation. So this is what we do when we specify which JSON file that we want to have it play.
Oh, very cool.
And what I'm going to do is that this is actually bindable.
Oh, very cool. So you
awesome.
Can bind it to any of the specific files
right.
that you need. Oh, I like that.
And so what I did in my view model behind the scenes here is I cheated and not very MVVM-ish is I went down and I already said when I'm uploading something called loading.json or beerbubbles.json as well.
Oh, very
so,
cool.
All right, so let's go ahead and run it again.
Well, that's pretty cool because you could then show it, hide it, you know,
right.
based on if you're loading something in the background. So only autoplay when it's actually.
Right, exactly.
You know,
and there's a couple more properties as well that we have progress property, you have a loop property, you can know when it's playing.
Oh, nice.
And you also have the speed and then a couple commands too.
Oh,
when it
very
started
cool.
playing and when it finished playing as well.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Yeah, it's pretty full featured. They did a knock-up job on it.
Yeah.
All right, so here we are again.
I'm ready.
We'll upload it. We'll pick our photo. And then as we spin, it comes back.
Whoa,
oh, squirrel. He's happy.
Look at him.
And then I have it changing over when we actually start talking to the Beer API in the background.
Very cool.
And then once it gets everything, it
Boom.
Comes back.
Whoa, that's
yeah.
so cool.
So now we know exactly what it's doing.
That's very nice. I mean, so, you did literally like,
did nothing.
5 seconds.
I did nothing. I went and downloaded a file. The hardest part was actually deciding which ones I wanted off of Lottie files.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, there's a lot of them on there too.
Right.
Which
yeah,
noticed.
I mean, there's like how many pages worth? I don't know. Let's just go to popular.
All these. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's
ridiculous.
So cool. 46 pages. Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
So literally, you can take any of these, and if you did have a graphics designer, or sometimes you work with a custom graphic designer just for one thing, like, hey, I really need this specific thing. If it's, you know, After Effects, just export it, and then boom, you can bring it in immediately.
Right, and that's the great thing. After Effects is a pretty common application.
Nice.
Graphic designers are going to be familiar with it. All you have to do is know what you want.
That's awesome. Can we see it one more time?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Let's do it. The juggling squirrel is the best, right?
Let's slow him down.
Let's slow him down a little bit because
he's juggling.
He's
too
juggling
fast.
Too fast.
Now that we know that there's all these great properties
right.
in there.
So let's do this. Remember what the property name was, James?
Oh yeah, I should probably have paid any attention.
Speed property. Let's do 0.5.
Okay. So this will then go ahead and do it on any of them. And then you could bind that too, so you could have it ramp up and you could probably put in any of your own stuff inside of it.
And because it derives from the Xamarin Forms view, we can do Xamarin Forms animation on it too, so we want it to appear from nowhere.
And this is great because now this one animation you only have to take once, and then it will go ahead and scale on any of the platforms, UWP, Android, iOS.
Just works.
Yeah, that's nice. Look at that.
He's juggling squirt.
Hey. Well, if he was juggling cheese curds, that
it would have been even better. But.
That's pretty awesome. That's really nice. Yeah. I mean, because for me, I think on all my applications, I default to that, oh, well, I'll just animate this thing over, I'll fade it, or I'll put that my generic spinner up, right? But really what I'm doing is I end up disabling a bunch of buttons, show a spinner anyways, and then the user doesn't really see anything or interact with anything. And it's not a pleasant experience. It seems like this really can just lighten up your application.
Right, you can do a lot of fun animations, and it's super easy to add.
I love it.
And yeah, it's really cool.
Awesome.
Super cool.
Well, Matt, thank you so much for showing this off. I've seen it a whole bunch, but I've never actually seen it in person in the use case, so it's super awesome just to see it all come together.
Yeah. Awesome. Fun. It's easy. What more can you ask for?
Yeah, awesome. So we'll put all the links on the Lottie, but this awesome example and anything else that we can possibly think of below. Matt, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, James.
Absolutely. Next time, cheese curds.
All the cheese
curds. We can eat them here live on the show.
Absolutely.
Golnaz will love it. She'll join in. So anyways, thanks for watching. This has been another episode of The Xamarin Show, all about Lottie and awesome animations for your apps. Make sure you subscribe. You can hit that button over there, down over there on YouTube. You ding that bell. You get awesome notifications in your inbox each and every week about the awesome, awesome Xamarin stuff that you see right here on Channel 9. Until next time, thanks for watching.